The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. It takes a certain kind of brave to run a business. We see it, we back it.
Well, for reaction to the July stimulus plan, we're joined by two business owners who were with us back at the start of May. Dominique Kemp, co-founder of the It's a Food Group, and Ronan Lynch, chairman of the Licensed Vintners Association and owner of the Swan Pub in Dublin. Now, back in May, you were both pretty gloomy about the way things were going. Has the July stimulus given you grounds for hope, Dominique?
I have to say we're not overly cheery in our sector with the stimulus package. I think touching on what Liam said there about things like the voucher rebate and so on, I think it feels like government, you know, being well-intentioned, but really them interfering with the sort of sales marketing of individual businesses is not really helpful. What would have been helpful and what we were all asking for was a significant reduction in the VAT rate. So down from 13.5% down to 5%. They did it in 2011. They dropped it to 9%. We know it works. It allows businesses the sort of flexibility to make their own offers and then try and entice customers. And again, touching on what Liam was saying with regards to the sort of fear of going out and people wanting to do the right thing, there is a sort of moral fear. I think it's people just really aren't sure. Are they being irresponsible by going out and supporting businesses? Are they risking more spread of the virus? And I think until we have coherent, cohesive messages from the government, along with the HSE, that yes, it is safe for people to go out, you know, especially businesses that are taking all the appropriate precautions, then I think we're just going to see this continual lag for the next little while.
It's going to be hard to crack it. The question, though, Dominique, about reducing VAT rates for hospitality and restaurants, and that didn't happen. One government minister, it was put to one government minister during the week about that, and he said that if you look at other elements of it, such as the relief on rates and the fact that businesses that were profitable last year can claim back some of the tax that they paid, along with the extension of the wage subsidy and the restart grant, there are things there for hospitality and restaurants.
Yeah, the only thing with the wage subsidy, though, is we have to recognise that it's going to be reduced by about 42%. So I think at the end of August, we're going to see another slash in headcount, because I think really what we were hoping for is that it would remain in place until next April. So they have changed it, but they've reduced it significantly. So I think there will be some more redundancies that way. And with regards to the rates waiver, you know, in fact, that's probably costing the government about 1.5 million euros. It's not that they're sort of giving out 600 million. You know, it's a bit of a fudge. I think really simple, direct things like a reduction in the VAT and continuing the initial wage subsidy, they would have been a lot more effective.
Ronan Lynch, you're in a situation where your pub's not has not reopened. It you don't serve food, the Swan, so you're still closed. And is it August the 10th?
August the 10th is the date that we have given. I mean, as it stands today, 55% of the pubs in Ireland are closed. So this July stimulus is irrelevant really to them, bar the restart grant that has been up to 25,000. There's nothing else in it for them because they are not trading at the moment.
What do you think of the restart grant and that 25,000? Will that help when the time comes?
Well, we'll be closed for 40% of the year. It's a large chunk of our year, and we still have the massive fixed costs that go with business. So I know it's a lot of money, but it's probably not enough for a lot of businesses really, and reflective of what they would have earned if they had been open at that time.
So is the central point for you then more about not so much what's in a stimulus package, but about the 2 metre distancing and how long that would be in place? Because if you have a particular setup and size bar, that's the real challenge.
Yeah, that is a challenge, but it's a challenge that we've stepped up to the plate with, and we've dealt with it in phase three, that the pubs that have the food led pubs that have opened up a controlled space. The guidelines have been adhered to, the staff and the customers would buy in. Guidelines have been respected, and this has been backed up by the guards. So that we have shown that we can do it, but obviously we have to work with the 1 metre and we'll just get on with it because we have to start somewhere.
Yeah, do you think that pubs, when the time comes, there will be quite a few that will not reopen, that they are effectively closed for good now?
Possibly. Every pub is different, but there is a distinct possibility a large amount of pubs will not open, and that was flagged on the day when we closed the pubs in March.
And Dominique, when we look at restaurants, you're back open again.
Yeah.
But what has the footfall been like? How have the restrictions worked? I mean, from a business point of view, Is it worth your while? Is it working out at these levels?
In some locations, it's because of the geographic graphical layout of the restaurant as per se, it has worked out. And what we're seeing, though, is in some locations where it's museum tourist based, they have been absolutely decimated. And I guess it's how can museums pivot to really try and garner that domestic sort of market. So I think that those businesses will suffer and possibly won't reopen until next March, or certainly have to really seriously think about how they can reopen. Suburbs tend to be doing better. I think what our industry is seeing is that the city centre is definitely suffering, and that is like a lack of office workers. And again, you know, schools being out, until we see a safe return to office working, till the schools open, I think that the city centre is going to continue to feel like a sort of apocalyptic film set, because there's no one around.
Just on that point, Ronan, I noticed totally anecdotally, I have been in Dublin city centre a couple of times on a Friday afternoon in recent weeks, and yesterday I thought that there were, for the first time, there were a lot more people knocking around. I know that some offices are beginning to get staff back into the office again.
Yeah, well, I've talked to a lot of guys who've opened up their bars in town, and initially there was a bit of a push. Things were looking good, but they were still significantly down 60%, and it's just got progressively worse for them. And I think a lot of guys are at their wits' end. There seems to be a serious lack of ability for people to go in. I think they're finding it difficult to trade in the current environment. There doesn't seem to be much customer kind of confidence there. I think they need to do something about the 105 minutes, because there's no occasion to go out if you're only going to premises for 105 minutes. It just puts a bit of pressure. So if they kind of open that, maybe it would give people the scope to go out and enjoy the night better.
What would you like to have seen in the stimulus plan for your business that would have helped you, albeit that you can't open right now?
Well, I think what we were calling for, obviously, like Dominique, was the VAT reduction. Obviously, we'd like to see an excise reduction as well. We'd like to see the state-driven costs reduced, because they're all important and they all add in. Like the commercial rates, we feel should be abolished for the year, because like they are 6 months, but when we do open up, we're open up at reduced capacity and time restraint. So abolishing for the year and just take out as many as the fixed costs that we can. And just, I suppose that the main priority really is to get the pubs open primarily, and then to follow on with the excise, the VAT, commercial rates being reduced. And I think it's also important to stimulate the night economy, because these guys are really, they're kind of at their wits' end, like the guys who have nightclubs as well, and they need to be looked after. And we need to get the whole, within reason, like in a phased space, getting everything back rolling and getting the whole, you know, city back living again.
Dominique, when it comes to rehiring staff or staff coming back, some businesses have said that it can be difficult because of that people are earning more money on the pandemic unemployment payment.
Yeah, that definitely has been a criticism, an understandable one. But I think as they start tapering off the benefits, I think we'll see a change and a shift in that. But again, it has to be coupled with the fact that if we are seeing as employers a reduction of 42% in the supports to date, we could see further headcounts being lost.
OK, well, we'll have to see how all of that plays out. Dominique Kemp, co-founder of the It's a Food Group, and Ronan Lynch, owner of the Swan Pub. Thank you very much for joining us on the programme.